Random House Audio presents Juneteenth by Ralph Ellison, edited by John F. Callahan, read for you by Joe Morton. To that vanished tribe into which I was born, the American Negroes. This is the use of memory for liberation, not less of love, but expanding of love beyond desire. And so liberation from the future as well as the past. Thus, love of a country begins as attachment to our own field of action, and comes to find that action of little importance, though never indifferent. History may be servitude. History may be freedom. See, now they vanish, the faces and places, with the self which, as it could, loved them. To become renewed, transfigured, in another pattern. T.S. Eliot, Little Gidding. Introduction. In his later years, after hours, if he had put in a good day at his desk, Ralph Ellison was known to chuckle at the parallel between the quote-unquote crazy country he loved and contended with and what in 1969 he called his, quote, novel in progress, very long in progress, unquote. Ellison's projected second novel was a glint in his eye as early as June of 1951, when he wrote Albert Murray that he was, quote, trying to get going on my next book before this one, Invisible Man, is finished, unquote. In April 1953, he told Murray of his, quote, plan to scout the Southwest. I've got to get real mad again and talk with the old folks a bit.